Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest Power Hour podcast for episode 17, 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Eric Zabrowski, or some of you may know me as the moderator on the Power Hour message board as Hard Rock Man 82. I will be filling in for Ariel for the next couple of weeks while she's finishing up school. Now let's recap the latest episode. As Renee Walker, Janice Gold, and Jack Barr watch on satellite, Tony Almeida and Larry Moss engage in a standoff with Starkwood henchman Stokes. Jonas Hodges himself arrives and rashly confronts Moss. Hodges argues that the presidential order restricts the FBI to search the one warehouse they are at, which contains nothing. Hodges demands that the men leave his base. They have no choice but to move on. However, Moss refuses to go without taking Greg Seaton. Men attack him until Moss lets Hodges go. His team are forced to pull out. However, during the commotion, Tony Almeida manages to slip away unnoticed into the base. Meanwhile, Jack looks Senator Mayer's files and comes across the name of Starkwood Chairman Doug Knowles. He has worked with the company since before Hodges' involvement and was trying to help Mayer bring Hodges down. Jack puts Tony in contact with Knowles, who sneaks out to meet with him and explains what he knows about the weapons. As Tony attempts to break into another building, a security patrol comes by and Knowles distracts them. He argues that he is allowed to go wherever he wishes, but the guards take him to see Hodges. Tony, however, manages to slip into the building. He needs to get a visual on the canisters. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Taylor, Olivia Taylor, and Tim Woods speak on the phone with Jack Bauer, who explains the situation. Taylor thanks Jack for his service, particularly as he is now infected with the pathogen. Olivia, meanwhile, takes a phone call. Reporter Ken Dalio has heard rumors about what is happening and doesn't believe the lie that is a routine meeting about lowering the threat level. Olivia thinks she has given him enough in the aftermath of the Ethan Cain's resignation, but Dalio threatens to expose her role in that. Olivia agrees to meet. Doug Knowles is taken to see Jonas Hodges, who leaves him in his office under guard. Hodges meets with Tom Chapman, who believes that the weapons will be complete by 1 a.m. Jack has been suffering symptoms of the virus, and Dr. Sonny Macer gives him an injection and a pack of syringes to help himself through the first hours of the suffering. She tells him that there are experimental stem cell treatments for a similar disease, but he would require a match, preferably a relative. Aaron Pierce accompanies Olivia Taylor to a hotel near the White House. He wants to check the room before she goes in, but Olivia tells him she is wrangling a reporter and he needs to wait outside. Inside, Ken tells Olivia all he knows. Knowing that he is right, Olivia confesses to what is happening with Starkwood and the Sengallen, and that the president will launch an airstrike once the virus location is confirmed. She wants him to keep it a secret due to the nature of the mission, but Ken tells her he requires more. Although she does not want to have sex with him, Olivia gives in. Janice Gold, Tony takes out a two-man security team inside Starkwood and dresses as a guard. He follows Tom Chapman to the weapons room and then on comm informs Jack where he is. He is on a lower floor of the Starkwood building, which does not appear on any schematics. However, when he arrives at the canisters, Jack confirms them over satellite and Renee informs the White House. President Taylor orders the airstrike. Hodges meets with Knowles, but doesn't believe his story about just taking a walk around Starkwood. Hodges reminisces with Knowles about how they made Starkwood what it is, and how the government, although it once used Starkwood, now only wants to bring them down. Knowles does not want to bring down the government, and Hodges attacks Knowles, calmly throwing him over the balcony and to his death. Sprawling on top of a large world map, puts his hand in the ice jar, tries to wipe the blood from his white shirt. Greg Seaton arrives and informs Hodges that the airstrike is. Meanwhile, Olivia and Ken get dressed after sex. Ken tells her that this is still going to go through with the story, because it will make his career. Olivia shows him that she has taped their encounter on her video cell phone and will expose him to his wife and the world. She leaves and smugly tells Aaron Pierce that she will return to the White. Meanwhile, at Starkwood, Chapman informs Greg and Hodges that the weapon is ready. In the White House Situation Room, President Taylor and Admiral Smith watch as the F-18s approach. With only 5 minutes until they arrive, Woods rushes in. Jonas Hodges has called for President Taylor and requests a private conversation. Taylor speaks with Hodges, who tells her to back off. He informs her that he has a missiles from a government-endorsed Starkwood mission into Pakistan. He wants to meet in the Oval Office to negotiate. If not, he will release the virus via missile. He also wants the meeting to be kept secret. Frantically, Taylor calls off the airstrike. The Joint Chiefs are stunned by her actions. Taylor walks out of the room and uncertain of what to do next. Now I'm going to go over some of my favorite moments of this episode. To me, the star of this episode was undoubtedly Jonas Hodges. I smell an Emmy nomination for John Voight. We also got to see Olivia Taylor show her hotness. Less clothes, the better. Least favorite, Les Jack in this episode. I also like the fact that they used Tony Almeida a lot more in this episode. He hasn't been around much since the middle of the season, and I think the more Tony, the better. I also found the way Hodges reacted with beating Doug Knowles, where he hit him with that glass, hit him and hit him and hit him until he started bleeding, and then he threw him over the edge. Let me just say it now. Hodges is one crazy SOB. Really crazy. Now, I'm looking over people's emails to Podomatic and Facebook and the Bauer Power Hour message board. Bill on the message board wrote, "I guess I could have done without the Ken Olivia story, but I love how she double-crossed the slimy reporter. I love how when she got the call at the end, she smirked and said, 'I gotta take this.' Bill also is making a prediction that a character will die next week. I guess we will have to wait and see if the revelation comes true." We'll wait for that one, Bill. James Carlson wrote on the Facebook page, "Don't you feel that someone should have gotten a little suspicious when Starkwood designed a logo depicting the Earth under crosshairs?" I was wondering the same thing. You know, if that doesn't say evil ink, then nothing will. I kind of think it's cool in a way. It shows they're strong and iron fist in a world of warfare. At this time, I would also like to welcome Jeremy Ukina to the Bauer Power Hour community. I hope you enjoy our podcast, and be sure to visit the Bauer Power Hour fan site for wallpapers, message boards, and so much more. Just a reminder to everyone, the deadline for the contest will be Saturday, May 2nd, so get in your answers. This, and remember, this is to win Season 7 on DVD or Blu-ray. The winner will have the choice which version they want. You can find out more by going to the Bauer Power Hour fan site at www.bauerpowerhour.bravehost.com. That's www.bauerpowerhour.bravehost.com. If you have any questions, be sure to email me or Ariel at bauerpowerhour@podomatic.com. That's bauerpowerhour@podomatic.com. Well, that's it for this edition of the Bauer Power Hour podcast. Until next week, I'm your host, Eric Zabrowski, a.k.a. Hard Rock Man 82, and we'll see you next week. Later.